right. Welcome back to Season Sessions. We'll take you through all the black news of the week, and you're joined with your host Ada
and your host Hanifa.
If you're watching, we're in our original set.
Yeah, our old studio.
Yeah,
is this our
return?
Original set?
Just like Jesus will return
this weekend.
We have returned to our original studio
because our usual studio is doing works or something like that. Something's happening.
Yeah,
we couldn't get in there,
so we have a huge space between us.
Yeah,
the distance is
it's it really is like
touch
I'm hands. Fully stretched. And it's cold in here. That's why I've got my jacket on. But I don't think we'll be rustling too much. Like, it's actually freezing in here. I feel like I'm in the fridge.
The clocks are about to change.
When?
On my birthday. So I wake up with some, I don't know, lose an hour on my birthday.
I think you're going to lose
Sunday night,
hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Summer is really
right
here.
Do you know what? I walked here and I was thinking, like, summer's going to be so good. Football, just.
Summer is going to be good. Okay, I have
London
something.
In the summer
is the best.
Like if you've never been to London in the summer, just come.
I've been thinking.
Go.
I've had a lot of time to think.
Mm-hmm.
In relaxation states, and when I think too much, I just go straight into conspiracy theory mode. I think because the country was in conspiracy theory
mm-hmm.
mode,
I enjoyed
it
that.
Only made me get crazier.
Yeah.
So the amount of concerts happening this summer,
yeah,
I was like, something's afoot to me.
Do you think it's like world's ending? Everyone's just like, get it out.
I think it's like. Okay, there's two parts of it. I was watching this really long TikTok about how Kylie Jenner's lost money and
oh
how
my
she's
gosh.
Going broke. So did you watch it as well?
Yes. She's releasing the fragrance?
Yes,
and
some alcohol thing. Yeah. So
we
I was watching.
Watch-
no, but the, I've been watching. There's been loads. Like, loads of people are doing deep dives.
Yeah,
and it was
dive.
About how much money Kylie Cosmetics got bought for.
Yeah.
And how much money they predict she has left. Because apparently she's been trying to sell her house and she's been trying to sell her private jet. Even though she's not broke, she's a rich person
she's,
broke.
Yeah, she's broke for her in
yeah.
her circles.
But
not,
she, at yeah. least 50% of her money has gone and she has no way of bringing that back. That's why she's doing hashtag ads again.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if someone like Kylie is going broke, who has a shit ton, they've made a shit ton of money and blah, blah, blah. People that, like musicians are talented,
well,
that
yeah,
aren't
they've
that rich.
Tra- yeah.
But like SZA's not as rich as Kylie, but
yeah.
has more talent. They have to tour more right now because they are also feeling the
feeling the pinch.
As musicians
feeling the pinch.
Feel the pinch and we feel the pinch, they pinch us more.
Yeah, everyone's getting pinched.
And now I'm like, because I'm so broke. Yeah. I spent so much money. And then fucking TLT announced that festival the other day. I was like,
yeah.
I promised myself, I even tweeted it for accountability that I won't buy another concert this year.
Oh no.
And now I've lied to myself.
Just
because that's going to be like £300.
Yeah, but you know what? I think for things like that, I think we live in a really tough time right now. And I'd rather spend £300 on like a cool experience that the memories will be good than.
Than what? Rent.
I don't know. I think, yeah, as long as you've got the basics sorted out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. I was like, this is going to be the year where I save and plan for the future. But
I told myself I was having a no spend April. That's already out. That's now out the window.
That was my no spend March.
I said no, because I'm going to Nigeria next month. I was like, I really need to get my shit in order. But now. That's anyway. Payment plans are always your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean,
don't
check
be,
the small print. Don't be getting into debt into Klarna.
Don't
and
no,
stuff.
Not as in like all
the pay
tickets.
Three,
yeah,
with like no interest.
PayPal.
Yeah,
PayPal is your friend. PayPal also do pay in three.
Also,
and
be careful with credit cards. But like, get a credit card that has a like no interest.
What credit card has no
like when
interest?
You first get a new credit card, there's like some like
oh for like certain
a year
yeah yeah
but
yeah.
then you know pay attention to the interest rates
yeah 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 that's what I needed to do but yeah don't be ashamed to do payment plans. There's no shame in the payment plan. Sometimes I need to spend 50
exactly.
a month. I don't have the £300 right now. The good thing about the DLT Fest though, it's unlimited food and drink.
That's really good. I'll be making
I'm
my money
gonna,
back
yeah, well it's like Soho House Fest. Like I will be so gluttonous.
Yeah.
Like, I would call me
stomach,
Henry VIII.
Literally.
Yeah. Exactly.
With gout.
But then I'm like scared the queues will be mad.
Yeah.
Like you'll wait, it's unlimited food and drink and people don't know how to act. And now the queues are mad. I've not eaten.
Everyone's getting angry.
Yeah, exactly. Is the food even good?
Also, everyone's going to be really drunk.
They're definitely going to cap people. A limited drink. Do you know what I can do with a limited alcohol? You'll be carrying me out. And also, that's one of those things, like, do you know when it's like bottomless brunch? Sometimes you're like, why are you even taking this bottle away? It's bottomless brunch. Just give me the bottle. So if I go to the bar and order a drink, or I order a glass of Prosecco. Drinks. Yeah, that's it. Firstly, they'll probably cap you on how many you can take at once.
Per person,
But I'm like, just give me the Prosecco bottle.
Yeah.
Just give me the bottle right now.
I hate when they do that. It's like when you go all inclusive and they're like, don't fill up your bottle with fizzy drinks. Like, why not?
It's all inclusive.
It's saving me from going to the pool.
I don't want to go back and forth. I don't want to go back and
forth. Let's be real here. If I'm taking 7 croissants at breakfast, we know what's up.
Yeah, no, that's when they go, oh, you can't take pastries to the room.
I think we will be.
No, I can, because I'm going to need a snack in an hour. I don't want to have to get up to go and get it.
That's honestly, when I discovered you can take the little sandwich bag on holiday
and stick them in.
Literally. Yeah.
So when you're doing your little excursion,
make a back lunch.
Yeah, that's like, there's some people I remember, there's a guy actually on TikTok that he's one of those... you know, like one of those people that just has bottomless pits for stomachs.
Mm.
Like, he's really skinny, but he eats an obscene amount. He's been banned from his local Chinese takeaway.
That's so joke.
How funny is that? Like, they see him coming in, they're like, get the fuck out. How do you get... That's why also why Chinese takeaways have now got time limits.
Oh, that's peak.
Because people used to be in there for time, just eating.
Yeah, I went to a sushi one recently.
Sushi?
It was expensive. Or
you can
as
eat.
Well. No, but it was, no, they know.
Like a good one.
No, so we were like, okay, it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
We could get food poisoning, but you know, we never do this. So we went.
Did you get food poisoning?
No, it was really lovely, but it was like the first plate was just huge. Like, so you could order as many as you want.
Okay, yeah.
But the first plate was just so big.
Yeah.
And then you have to finish your plate before you order another plate.
Okay.
You got two plates.
That's it?
Yeah.
For how much?
I can't remember how much it was. More than I'd like to say.
Two plates, that should be
no,
like...
No, but we were rolling out. We were like stuffed.
Okay.
But they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Give you a huge ass plate.
Yeah, and then it's daunting.
Yeah.
I used to remember all you can eat used to be like an Olympic sport to me.
Oh my God, at uni, we used to go to the Chinese buffet and do competitions. I'd be
really?
Who can eat the most plates.
Oh, I never eat that.
I topped off at 7.
I would just make sure I was in fully elasticated clothes.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat today.
Yeah.
It's a 5 plate minimum. I'm getting my money's worth. Actually, I'm getting more than my money's worth. You said all you can eat. Everyone's going to suffer today. okay,
there's a lot to talk about.
Like loads of mini stories, loads of big stories.
What should we start with?
Shout outs?
Okay, my shout out is, I feel like I talk about this a lot, but you know.
Who is it? Raheem Sterling? I mean, sorry, Rashford.
How dare you mix up loves of my life. No, shout out to Rashford, whatever he's doing. I hope he's well.
What is he doing?
I hope he's keeping well.
I think he's just like taking a step back. It was too much for him.
No, my shout out is to everyone who lives with endometriosis.
Oh, okay. You actually don't talk about that a lot.
I want to talk. I talk about it. I feel like I think about it a lot.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, I hear endometriosis and it's like, you know, the Batmobile.
Oh, you mean that signal?
Back signal. Yeah. I'm like. But we're coming to the end of Endometriosis Awareness Month. Did you know 74% of men don't know what endometriosis is? And 50% of people don't know what it is?
That doesn't surprise me because men can't even pick out a girl if they wanted
that's
to.
True.
So like that's actually not surprising.
It's as common as like diabetes and asthma.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to be more aware. And I did a piece of like asking people to share their experiences with living with it.
Yeah.
And all the comments were like, oh shit, I feel like I might have this. I've been passing out from my period for years, throwing up. My doctor's like, oh, you just have heavy periods. It's like, it's super common.
Yeah.
And if your period is like so heavy that you can't leave the house, you're changing pads all the time, pads and tampons.
If you're passing out.
Yeah. If it's like you can't go about your daily abilities, something is wrong. It might not be endometriosis. It might be something else. It might be fibroids, a hormone thing, PCOS. But it's something to be looked at and it's not something to be like brushed off with birth control.
Yes. I think any small issue, go to the doctor and press. That's what I do. And people call me a hypochondriac.
No, but then if they say, oh, I don't think so, you say, can you tell me exactly why you don't think so? And then they'll refer you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it took me 8 years to get diagnosed. And the only, like, one of the last time I had surgery, they were like, why don't you just try and have kids instead?
Because who's got money for kids?
I was like, bitch, I just told you I can't walk every month. How am I going to be running after a kid? Like, come on, make it make sense. So you put everyone on birth control.
But if you have, that's not a solve, because after you have the kid, then what happens?
Well, there's a school of thought. Some people believe that it can improve through pregnancy. It can.
But through pregnancy, but once the kid is out.
No, so I don't know. I know some people, I think the only like surefire way thing to do is hysterectomy, but they're like, you have to have at least two kids. In America, you have to be married and your husband has to agree for a hysterectomy. Yeah.
Is that state by state?
No.
Global? Countrywide?
Well, I don't know. The woman that I was talking to about this, where was she from?
You can't get a hysterectomy without a man's approval.
She was like, I'm talking to my best friend, my guy best friend. He was like, he'll marry her if it worst comes to worst, just so that the insurance will say, yeah, like,
what?
Yeah, but no. The doctor literally said to me, "Have two kids, breastfeed, and then we'll revisit. Maybe we'll do hysterectomy."
Can you not breastfeed without a hysterectomy?
No, you can. He just wanted me to breastfeed.
That's so weird.
But it's like it's things where it comes to like actual quality of life.
But what if you don't want kids? So you can't have a hysterectomy if you don't want kids.
I think you have to. I wasn't fighting for a hysterectomy, so I don't know the process. But I think you have to really fight for it. Like, people that have had hysterectomies young have been in the news.
Oh God, in the news.
Yeah,
I just feel, I don't know why, I just see it as an appendix surgery.
No, because they very much.
Why do they make it so serious?
Because the guy, like my consultant, was very much like his priority was preserving fertility. Like, literally, after the surgery, I'm, like, half dying. He's like, it's all good. We checked everything. Everything's working in order. It's like, okay, thank you.
That's, yeah.
But there was... By the way, if you don't know what endometriosis is, it's when the tissue that grows in the uterus, similar tissue, grows elsewhere where it shouldn't be. It can go anywhere. So on bladder, stomach, wherever. And then it causes adhesions and then it sticks together. And obviously, when you have a period, that tissue escapes through blood. Which is the period, but it doesn't if you have endometriosis and it's just chilling in there wreaking havoc.
I just think it's so, do you know what? Yeah, it's just, why can't you just be like, I should have the freedom to be like, I don't want my ear anymore, chop it off.
Yeah.
Why don't we have...
Well, that's the thing. If it was, like, if it's like ruining your quality of life.
Yeah, like, I don't want this foot anymore. Get rid of it. Why am I have to fight for it?
It's also, why do you have to wait till your 20s and 30s are over before it's like, okay, now I can really live.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why do we have to suffer?
I think there should be it's more the same body with autonomy.
Like, yeah. It's like those people that are like, oh, I need, when the dentist is like, I need to see your whole mouth bleeding before I take this wisdom tooth out. Mm-hmm. It's been 3 years of pain in my day.
Oh, you haven't had yours?
No, he won't take them out.
That was that honestly, getting my wisdom teeth was the best care I've ever had. The dentist, I was like, yeah, it hurts and I feel like I have bad breath. And he was like, get him out. I'm not even going to do this here. We'll go to the hospital. You get it done free on NHS.
Last time that my whole mouth was swollen.
Yeah. No, just...
And it was like, you know when it's like, I couldn't even eat. And he was like, oh, it doesn't look infected yet. Why are we waiting for infection to take it out? Like, take it out now.
Just say your teeth are straight.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, my teeth are straight. I don't want to be waiting until my teeth are messed up.
Yeah.
But wisdom teeth removal is
It's
heavy.
Like that and like tonsillitis. Luckily, I got mine up. But like, also, if somebody can't speak because their tonsillitis, lop them out. Why are we fighting for this?
Recurring infection.
Yeah. Like, get rid of it. Yeah. Anyway, I don't get it.
Fight your doc. Not, don't fight them, but like, you know, press them. Also, sometimes I think it helps bring in a person because then it's like they there's a bit more accountability to what they're saying. They think about a bit more about what they're saying.
Yes, it's true. I would like to speak to another side of people to see if they still have the same issues, because I just feel like my dentist thinks I'm bullshitting. I'm gonna have to bring Steph as well.
Yeah.
As a white person.
Let him be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or stinking.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're like, oh, let's get rid of it, support him. My shout out is Black Girl Gamers, which I feel like I might have shouted them out a while
way back
ago.
When. Maybe back in the studio.
Yeah, a while ago. But if you don't know Black Girl Gamers, it's a company network that is, well, it does what it says on the tin, it's for Black Girl Gamers, to create a safe space for Black women that love gaming because it's such a white, male-centric...
sphere. Environment.
That obviously breeds a shit ton of misogyny and racism and... You know, all the isms, really.
Yeah, it's
all
not.
All the isms.
It's not a safe place.
No, it's not a safe space. So, Jayanne Lopez, that runs it, created a safe space for Black women that just want to play some games. Like, we want to play FIFA in peace without somebody calling you a slur. Anyway, this troll has come after them on Twitter because he's pissed that you cannot join if you self-identify as a man. The business is called Black Girl Gamers. Why do you, as a man, want to enter that space? The reason why it's been created is to create a safe space for women. Why do you, as a man, want to enter that space? You don't want to go in there do anything good. You don't want to do anything good in there.
It's the belief that this person obviously believes that gaming is his space.
Yeah.
So it's like, how dare they come into my space and make their own space?
Exactly.
Like, get out of here.
If you guys hadn't created such a toxic environment, nobody would have thought that they needed a separate prong to it. Mm-hmm. But you've created a disgusting place that nobody wants to be in.
Yeah.
So now I've made a nice haven and now you want to bring your shit to me.
Like, if you're that pressed, make your like white boy gamers group. If it
gaming means, is no, a white
I,
boy
I know,
gamers
but that's
group.
What I'm saying. But if it's like, if you're that upset.
Yeah.
Like it's if anything, it's a really good thing to be adding more like facets to the gaming sphere.
Yeah.
Because there are so many different people who play games.
Yeah.
There's not, it's like, there might be different kind of gaming.
There is. There's I know they do collaborations with like an Asian gaming group and like other groups. And then Black Girl Gamers, I think that you don't have to be specifically Black to join, mm-hmm. but it is run by Black women. Mm-hmm. And you can also be non-binary as well to join, but you just can't be a man because the men have ruined it. The men have ruined
it. So why do you want to be in there?
Yeah, what have you got to
do? What do you think is in there for you?
Exactly. Or do you think that they think they're hiding secrets?
Do you think there's like a group chat where everyone's talking about the white guys?
Well, they probably are.
No, I do feel like when it comes to any kind of space, like when straight people go to a gay club and they're like, what about me?
Yeah.
It's like, what? It's you can't, they can't fathom not being centered.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not being the priority.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's sad. It's like...
But it's in the title. Why did you click on Black Girl Gamers and think, me?
Because you know they're having fun in there.
A man.
You know it's good vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Because you've created... Because also, for the other guys, you've created such a toxic place that even as men, you don't want to be in there anymore. Mm-hmm. It stinks. It smells. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, where can I go? You guys created that.
Make a non-toxic guy gamer group.
Clean
and then
up
maybe
your own
the
mess.
World.
Clean up your own mess. That's it. But yeah. On the topic of toxic men, the hottest story of this week is Diddy. I don't have too much to say on him, to be honest. I have a lot of stuff to say around the situation. Yeah.
I mean, you probably heard the news.
Yeah, Diddy's house has been raided. Federal raided.
Yes. So there is allegations
of sex trafficking.
And there's been several lawsuits recently where his name has popped up with like sexual assault, mm-hmm. All bad stuff.
Yeah.
His
time was coming. I saw like conversations about people saying it's an overreaction.
What
I don't think it's an overreaction.
The response or the raid?
Some people said the raid is an overreaction because why would you... But it was like a full-on raid, like as in like a one that you would probably see for looking after Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. But like, I think people forget how dangerous this guy is. Diddy has allegedly been accused of killing multiple people, attempting to murder multiple people, assaulting loads of women, sex trafficking girls. That is actually
These are serious
that is a dangerous human. And I think that the government wouldn't waste their time and effort. They wouldn't, they would actually waste their resources to bring in full like SWAT like teams if they genuinely didn't believe that the other person over the gate could be like armed and dangerous. You don't just waste time like that. You would
there's,
just knock
no,
on.
No, there's definitely a full case. This isn't they just woke up one day and went,
exactly.
This should be raid. This is a long time coming.
Yeah. So
this is planning and I don't know how many years it would have taken to like actually get to this point.
Exactly. But I feel like it seems that something from Cassie's, obviously not initial, she's not the first person to accuse him, but her lawsuit has now triggered something that is going to be a long, hopefully a long and painful situation. Mm-hmm. Whether he'll actually suffer, because I was having this conversation with, don't know, but I was having this conversation and they were like, oh, how do you think he'll fare in prison? Because sex offenders don't tend to fare well in prison. But I said that he is still a billionaire.
Yeah, will he go to regular prison?
Who knows? Who knows? He's still a billionaire. I think he'll probably still go to jail, but he'll still probably pay for protection in there.
Well, it'll be one of them spa jails, won't it?
No, it depends how deep it is. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't put in the spa jail.
I think Ghislaine Maxwell's in a pretty nice prison.
But that's because they couldn't pin as much. But Jeffrey was in Max.
Okay, well, I don't know.
So it depends. It depends on how deep it goes.
Yeah.
But on Jeffrey, so, and on this, I watched Scoop yesterday.
Oh, I wish I meant to go. I forgot it was yesterday.
Scoop is so good.
Yeah. So what is Scoop? People haven't heard.
In 2019...
the best interview came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, in 2019, the best interview that ever happened came out with Prince Andrew, where he shot himself in the foot multiple times.
Literally, just a crash course in like what not to do yeah. if you're in an interview.
So it's like the lead up to that, and it's got Gillian Anderson... Billy Pipe. I fucking love Billy Pipe.
I can't get enough of Billy
Pipe. Oh, she like...
Since the Doctor Who days.
I was talking to Jeff about it the other day and I was like, she was the Britney Spears of the UK.
She was. Oh my gosh.
Like, because I want
to. That song was.
Thank you. I said, this was our Britney
Spears.
This was our Britney Spears. And for her, where she came from, and then Scandal
Honey
and Scandal. She could have really... Yeah, exactly. And the songs were good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she set the bar. Yeah. She had something.
She was Spice Girls adjacent, I want to say.
Yeah, but like Spice Girls when them. They had that like really good album yeah. when it was produced like, by what's his face? Dark Child.
R&B vibes.
Watch Let Me Check and Dark Child yeah. probably did some of her songs. But yeah, to go from there and then her highs and falls of... She does not attach herself to good men.
Yeah, that was a faux pas there.
Two faux pas. I was looking into it because don't forget she was with Chris Evans.
Oh yeah, not Captain America, Chris Evans.
And I was
she
looking.
She was super young then, though. She was like
they married at 18.
He wasn't 18.
He was 35. So how old were you when you got together? Yeah,
because she was a teen star.
Exactly, and they married in Vegas. You ran her away. Anyway, moving off that. Now look at where she is. After all of its success, I was really happy about that. But when I was watching that, and then I was also thinking about the Diddy thing, and then I was also thinking about misogynistic men. So bear with me. Somebody made a tweet recently where they were talking about how they hate fat women and saying that, you know, like one of those classic really toxic things like fat women deserve nothing, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody replied saying that, what about your own mum, with a picture of their mum because she was a bigger woman. And he said, that is my dad's choice. That has nothing to do with me. I was like,
So you don't respect your mum as a person?
Exactly. You don't respect your mum as a person. And I was thinking about how men separate different women from different situations and how it's either you respect women or you don't. So in that also, it's like, Diddy's raid, the house that we initially saw was the house that was put under his daughter's name. The allegations that are coming to you of sex trafficking are the same age of your daughters. How do you traffic women I think his twins are 16. Mm-hmm. How do you traffic 16-year-olds whilst having twin girls in your... He also just had a baby.
It doesn't matter to them.
Also watching Scoop, Beatrice was defending her dad. Ugh. And you're sat there when the pictures of Prince Andrew came out with the 17-year-olds, your kids were teenagers. So as you were staying in Epstein's house with teenage girls that you were allegedly sleeping with, you were flying back home and being with your teenage, like, where do you,
like, there is no limit to predators. I saw a tweet once of a stripper saying we need to have a conversation about the fact that so many of her clients are like, oh, you look just like my daughter. You're the same age as my daughter.
Oh my God, that's so nasty.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
So there are levels to it. It's not, but it's also like, I think there are a lot, or there are men who don't see, I guess it's not even women, people as anything apart from what they can do for them. They don't see them as human. Because I very much feel like the way you're treated by, like, I feel like some men are only nice to me because it's like, when they think that there's some kind of chance there, and then as soon as there's no chance, it's like, okay, there goes basic switched respect up. Basic switched dignity up.
Yeah,
but then it's also interesting that you do, if they think you have a partner or as a man in the picture, then there's suddenly like some kind of respect there.
There's more respect if they know that you're with somebody.
If you say, like, I've told people I'm married before and they've been like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I just like
that, but if it's just like it. I don't like you because you're not cute and you approached me in a supermarket.
But then that can end up in death, because then look what happened to those. Did you see what happened to those twin girls?
There is. I don't know. I don't know if I'm just being like scaremongered, but I feel like there's definitely a rise in
violence
towards women and misogyny, and it's just that you can just say what and do wild things now.
I don't know if there's a rise in violence.
Well, I'm seeing
it's
more
like, I think it's just more. I think things would just happen, and you might just say it amongst your friendship groups, but like now it's like. It has to go straight on social. It has to be shamed and blamed, because I always remember when I got slapped across the face because I didn't kiss a guy in a club.
Oh my God!
When I was in Austria, he like backhanded me hard, and the security told me it was my fault.
That's wild.
And I was like,
I've been banned from clubs for reacting to assault.
I didn't even react. I just went to go and report him and said this guy hit me, and they said, "What did you do?" And I said, "I didn't want to kiss him," and they were like, "Oh." Oh, well. But on that, there's this thing going on TikTok. I don't really know what's going on in New York right now.
Yeah.
Women are just getting punched in the face.
In the Lower East Side. A guy goes up to them and says, excuse me or sorry.
And they're getting punched hard. Are you seeing the pictures?
The bruise. No, but I saw one in London. It happened in London as well.
Oh, is it come here?
It's come here.
Do you know what this is?
Happy slapping. But like scary. Happy slapping was a wild time. If you're not old enough.
Happy slapping is the same as that.
There was a time, maybe it was about 12 years ago, 15 years ago?
We know, even further. As in, we must have been 11 or 12 when happy slapping was about.
People were just slapping people and then running
recording
off.
It on their, like, BBM.
Yeah. It was never funny.
It was even before BlackBerry. It was like a Sony Ericsson.
It was like you would name
me. And you were just like, you would see it. Yeah. The thing is, do you know how much fear would be in your stomach? Like, I would see, you'd be walking, you would see someone get happy slapped across the street, and I'm like, am I next? And it wasn't a small slap.
But this feels more insidious.
This seems like...
Because it's targeted and it's he's also approaching people in a way that...
But people don't know if it's one, the same guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or is it multiple men? If it's multiple men, that's really scary. Like as if you've got like some 4chan group and you've just said, oh, everyone just go out and attack random women.
Well, did you see, not to be like, talk about all the news, but there are WhatsApp groups in the UK of kids... just killing animals and sharing. Did you not see this? You must have been away. Sharing, like, they'll just share pictures of their kills. And one kid, this wasn't in the UK, this was in Europe somewhere, but one kid went into like a petting zoo and killed a bunch of animals.
But
these WhatsApp groups, it's like kids as young as 11 being like, yeah, just went to the woods, killed a squirrel, got a bird. They're like, with catapults. And there's like sharing their kills. And there's hundreds of kids in this.
Okay.
I was like, how do you stumble upon that?
That. Okay, so I actually had this conversation with Steph this morning because I said, how exactly are you supposed to protect your kids from not seeing weird shit like that? Like, because it's like, I think maybe 10 years ago, your mum's biggest fear is you watching porn sites. You can block porn sites on somebody's phone. Mm-hmm. Group chats, social media is open. There's nothing that's going to stop your 13-year-old boy from being on the Andrew Tate side of social media, because you can't block that.
I think that's...
How are you supposed to protect your kids from not accidentally being in a killing spree group chat?
I think it needs to... I think the problem happened is we've grown up I think we're probably the last generation of people who didn't spend our formative years on the Wild West of the internet. We were maybe like, but it's like, we're in that in
yeah,
between.
Yeah, we're in the
where we
gray
weren't
area.
Too and yeah. on Google.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are a set of parents, maybe, and it is our parents and a bit younger, that didn't understand the internet.
Yeah.
So we had more freedom on the internet. We had freedom on the internet.
Yeah.
But we were a bit older.
Yeah.
So if you're like 6 and you're just on the internet, then you've grown up. The internet is like a third parent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's the kind of one, once they're 13, it's like, if you haven't been controlled, if you haven't had someone checking your phone or like monitoring stuff,
then
by
now
then
you're also like
happen.
But now you're also like, do you want to be the parent that's checking on your kid's phone all the time? Because then it's also like, you kind of remove a barrier of trust.
It's open. I feel like there's certain things. I feel like my cousin's kids, they're like allowed to watch. Like, they're not allowed to go on TikTok on their own, but they're allowed to like watch it at YouTube. So it's like certain things.
Okay, because you can like...
You can allow certain things, but I don't know. I don't know. Because the things that kids care about is the stupid conversations with their friends. I feel like as a parent, I wouldn't care about like that
you
drama,
say that,
but I would
saying,
still do a sweep.
However, you're saying it's a group chat. So you think that your kid is kikiing with his friends in a group chat.
But why?
And meanwhile, they're sending beheaded chickens.
Sorry, I do think all the children... I do think every single child in that group needs to have a visit from a care worker.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if you're in that in the first place, because I was on the internet, I ended up in some weird things, but it was
and
like
you would
ASMR,
just be like,
but it's like, it's yeah. like, okay, this is a bit weird. But then I'd be like, actually, that side isn't for me.
Yeah,
let me
would leave. You'd be like, this is a bit too much for me. You would stumble onto something quite fucked to be like,
I saw something earlier, someone being like, I grew up watching only furry porn and I'm only attracted to that.
How do you grow up only watching furry
that's
porn?
That's obviously the first thing they stumbled on the internet. When
how
they,
is,
they
furry,
said they
how
were
is
seven,
furry porn the first thing that
seven.
You
seven. So it's like if you catch something dodgy in your formative years, you know, like we were watching Friends. Friends has got a big spot in our brain, the TV show, and also our friends.
Yeah.
But that's got a big spot because we spent so much time watching that. Everyone our age who was watching E4 after school,
yeah,
that's just ingrained in our brain, and that has shaped a lot of us, like the stuff that we consume.
Yeah.
So if you're on the internet and you stumble upon something dodgy. And it's like, I remember, don't you remember seeing like random pop-ups of like The Simpsons or like the Flintstones porn?
Yeah, you can't do 1, 2, 3 movies in peace without girls in your area popping up. But you would just click it off. Like, I guess some people saw that and was like more intrigued, but I would just click it off so quickly because I'm trying to watch Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, yeah, but that's, you were older. If you're young, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's something like Andrew Tate. Like, yeah, it could start with like, oh, he's making a good point about something.
Well, they trap you in because
your algorithm will switch.
Because that's what, so Steph also said this because he made a point saying that all his suggested stuff on YouTube is like really far right content.
Oh, really?
And he said it's because,
what's he been watching?
Well, yeah. So he says he always ends up following like these finance pages because he's learning about trading and things like that, and he goes, after you follow those pages for 3 months, they all transpire into ridiculous misogynistic, this is how you tell your woman to do this and this, and he's always like, I came to learn about blockchain.
But that's it's literally that, like when I was getting into all the spiritual stuff,
yeah,
I'd be like watching something talking about meditating and then they'd be like, don't get the vaccine.
Yeah. He said it will just be so gradual, and he'll like follow somebody that's saying like he'll be like, see one Jordan Peterson video where he's saying one thing that's good, and then the next are all, and then he's always like, why are all my referrals far right?
This is honestly, this is what I think, it's about open conversations.
Yeah,
because you have to have conversations. Because my mum, she likes a conspiracy. She likes to be involved with this. The other day she was like, oh, who's Andrew Tate? And I had to be like, okay, mother, let's just talk about the internet we're consuming.
Oh.
And I think it's about having, if you're talking to your kids,
yeah,
and you're like, okay, what did you watch? And then they don't know. I guess it's like, if a parent's like, this is bad, you can't do it, they're gonna rebel. But if it's like the first conversation, they're like, Andrew Tate pops up, and then you have a conversation about what is misogyny, what is this, what is that, then they'd probably just be like, okay, probably not gonna.
I guess, but I wonder when you have those conversations, because I always feel like there's a weird balance of when you think you're supposed to. I feel like by the time your mum had brought something up to you, I'm like, yeah, I've already been in this space for about 2 years.
Yeah, no, it's so got, then it's like, when do you,
well, how young are you gonna start?
Like, it's catching things, like, I don't know. I remember
not talking to a 6-year-old about Andrew Tate.
No, but like when I was like a kid, I remember my sister called something gay, and then my mom was like, okay, so why is there gay? Let's talk about that. And then gay was never used as a slur by my sister again.
Okay.
Like, you know that, but that was back in like 2004 when people used to just say everything was gay.
Yeah.
Anything bad was gay. Which is like having those, catching them when they come up as a conversation.
Yeah, I guess you just have to pay attention to what your kids are doing.
That, but then it's hard now because how can you afford to have kids? I don't understand.
That's a different conversation. Before I start catching what you're doing, can I afford to have one?
Can I afford to look at you?
I think we should like get like dope black mums or people on here. Like, I need to
how discuss are people, with a mother before.
Yeah, how are you managing the internet? How are you doing?
All my cousins, she always getting requested to be followed by old men. This girl, she was 15.
People still doing that?
Yeah. Always, every day a new request.
That's insane. That's insane.
Yeah.
And why is it, do you know what? Yeah. And why is it, do you ever think, no. I always think with things like that, why, what's going on with men? What's going on with you guys?
I don't know. I want to know because I also watched Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I don't want to.
It's honestly,
I'm just getting the updates. I'd rather not watch it.
It's disgusting.
It's not finished yet, has it?
I saw four episodes.
I think it's going to be like 7 or 8.
Oh, okay. Well, but it's well, just of one of the smaller wild things that happened was that Dan Schneider hired two women to write. They were the only women on the team. Yeah. They were paid one salary. They were two as one.
Were they twins?
No, they didn't know each other. They were paid half a salary each.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've been hearing this stuff about the kids. They really like that. And again, like, why do you, if everyone in the room can see something is wrong, why does no one stop it? Before somebody like Dan Schneider gets to the position that he is, he doesn't just wake up one day and then decide to switch his whole personality. So at what point do you stop somebody like that to rising to so much power?
Exactly. Well, they were just excusing him because he was bringing in the money.
Yeah, but before you get to that, like, that was when he was like big. You don't just wake up one day and end up being like a paedophile creep. Like, what happened before that?
Well, no.
Where were the signs before that?
Well, it's like the rise to power and that want for power, then getting into that position.
That's so weird to me.
Exert it. But it's just like, people who aren't predators and paedophiles and abusers are also talented. Yeah. They can also create things, even better things, because then it doesn't leave a bunch of kids traumatized for life.
Yeah.
With loads of things to deal with. But,
well,
yeah.
No, well.
I do want to shout out all the people that spoke out on Quiet on Set, because it's like a very brave thing to do, and it was hard to watch. It was a tough watch.
It's a shame they didn't get Amanda, but I understand why that she didn't want
to
do that.
No,
show.
I understand. Also, yeah, no, shout out to all the people that didn't also speak out, because it's like they're dealing with a lot.
Yeah. But then also, like, fuck all the people that are telling them, basically saying it's not true.
It's
crazy that you can have a full thing like that, and then one person's like, oh, it didn't happen to me, so it's not true. Okay.
Maybe learn about how predators work.
But that's like,
they've thought about it. It's strategic. They're not.
But it's not just that. It's just like, just because something doesn't happen to you doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's not how the world works.
Yeah.
Like, just because I haven't been mugged in London doesn't mean that it's a safe space.
No.
Actually, I have been mugged. But like, just because I haven't been a victim of knife crime doesn't mean that knife crime doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Like, it didn't happen to you. Count yourself lucky.
No, but it definitely did happen.
But it definitely did
the
happen.
Drake,
however,
Bell
it was
stuff
a Nesley classified
awful
class that did that. Do you see what they said?
No.
So Nesley classified school survivor guide. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, yeah.
They have a podcast that has traumatized me since the day it started. Oh. And then they were recording their episode, and when everything came out, and they were like laughing about it. Gosh. And were like, oh, were we not cute enough to like, and all this stuff.
No.
But so they all kind of like laughed about it, like it didn't happen to us. But I was thinking, they don't realize that they were victims of it, because all their podcast talks about is like the girl from it talks about how she slept with somebody on the cast. Meanwhile, they were like 14, 15. They were doing loads of drugs on the set. She doesn't remember sleeping with him at all. She was like, oh, I think I took too many drugs. And then she was like, next. And I was like, okay, cool. You guys, your whole podcast is about how you were taking drugs on set. You were all sleeping together on set. Between sets, somebody was like getting a blowjob in the cupboard or whatever like this. You were all 14.
You're all children.
You guys were victims.
If someone made that exact podcast, but they were like, this happened at our boarding school.
Yeah.
The school would be like under scrutiny.
Exactly. You were all 14, 15, 16. You're talking about somebody, you basically confessed somebody drugged you and slept with you on set.
As a child. When there are multiple adults.
And you're laughing at people in a documentary. You guys are part of that. You guys don't realize that the environment that was set for you, it might not just be that, I don't know, a 50-year-old guy, somebody has okayed that type of environment for shit. Because where did the drugs come from?
Yeah.
Who brought the drugs onto the set? How are you shooting all day, every day, and you guys are high as shit? Mm-hmm. Like, who was selling you the drugs? You have a horrible environment for kids.
Grooming.
And then you guys can't even realize it. Instead, you're laughing.
That is honestly a real shame. And yeah. A big reason why, like, the predators don't get held accountable, because they're like, oh, he was so nice to me.
Yeah, but... Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll reflect and realize that you are part of the issue.
Yeah.
It is sad that you can't even like you're laughing about it on your podcast every time. But every time I listen to it, I'm like,
you were abused.
This sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Like you were kids.
No, but that's a big problem when it comes to things like people are like, I'm fine. So I don't see what the problem is there.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So you want that to happen to future kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well, that is our. Men's section. What else happened in the news?
In
Women's History Month.
Are we doing news or are we doing Am I the Arsehole?
Oh, shall we do? Okay, the Am I the Arsehole I've got this week. I genuinely just want to know what you think.
Okay.
Because I'm like, because there is discourse.
Okay.
Am I the Arsehole for refusing to date my brother's friend and costing him $10,000?
What?
Just listen.
Okay.
So my 22 female older brother, 30 male, has a wealthy friend. This friend comes from old money, plus they run a successful startup together. Yeah. Over the last year or so, they've been expanding the business. I go to college and currently live with my parents and sisters. I'm the least aware of my business dealings out of the whole family. So typically my parents will let me know any of the serious news. But apparently there have been some financial mistakes and my brother owes his friend £10,000. Oh. I didn't know any details until my brother came up to me one evening and said that I can help. He said that his friend is willing to overlook the debt if I went on a few dates with him. I was pretty confused as to why I was thrusted into the situation. I'm not even well acquainted with his friend and wanted to date him came out of nowhere. I immediately told him there was no way I would date his friend just because he owes him money. The whole proposal made me feel really gross. So he's been begging me for days to help out, that I'm his only ticket to clearing the $10,000. Even his friend reached out to me. Now my brother is angry at me for not dating his friend. They said that nobody expects me to have sex with a guy, so I should just go on a few dates with him to help my brother and his reputation. That's her family saying this.
Oh, the family's involved
there. The parents also. Okay. Only her sister is on her side. But yeah, am I the arsehole for not going along with the plan?
No.
It's a weird plan, isn't it?
Your brother attempted to prostitute you.
Pimp it. Her brother is trying to pimp her out.
Also, that's really weird. And also, I feel like, I'm sorry, he's pimped you out for $10,000. I don't believe that you wouldn't have to sleep with this guy.
Right?
Why would, unless he is Quasimodo, why would he be paying $10,000 just to date you?
Well, I feel like it's a thing where he's so rich that it's like, it doesn't, the $10,000 is nothing. It's more about, he's thinking, if I get a date with her,
then it's like a weird power play.
Yeah.
And now you look like a bitch. Like, sorry, but yeah, you look like...
Would you do it?
Would I go on a date for $10,000?
If Zenny was like, got into a sticky situation.
I'd be like, that sounds like a you problem.
Right.
Like, what's that got to do with me? Like, I didn't ask, what was the $10,000 for?
If I owed someone $10,000, I would go on a date.
Oh yeah, I'm sorting out my issue. Like, okay, but like, why would you pimp me out to your friend for $10,000? And now my mum's got involved. You can all go to hell. Like, no.
But also, it's a weird business dynamic as well. If he's like sleeping with the sister.
This is what I'm saying. Partner. Like, it's not.
They haven't thought it through.
That's what I know. It's like but he doesn't realize this is the tip of the iceberg. Now he knows you can be bought. Mm. Now he knows you can be bought, and
for
now
free
he's
as
at,
well,
now
she's not seeing any of the money.
Exactly. No, but not her, as in the brother. Now he knows the brother will do anything for a bit of change. Now you're a bitch.
Also, the brother is not very smart, because how are you messing up 10K in a startup together?
Like, yeah, exactly.
They should have addressed that before it got to 10K.
Well, so yeah. How old is the brother?
30.
She's 30 years old.
And she's only 22. If my brother, who was 8 years older than me, asked me to do that,
I'd be like, what the fuck?
If Joe came to me with this problem, though,
you would go on the date. Hanifa, that's how you get trafficked.
It's true.
And now, is your brother taken ready? No. Exactly. Like 10K for a few dates, you're sleeping with that guy. You are sleeping with him. 100%.
You got to.
That's like, unfortunately, you're sleeping
with
him. And
because
you know why?
I was being paid 10K.
You're not being paid 10K.
No, but if I was, that's not that
But
gross.
You're not being paid 10K. It's like, now it's going to be the third date.
Yeah,
and he's
true.
Like, I'll send your brother the money after you've slept with me. And now you're looking at
they're not sending the money. It's forgive. Exactly. But still, it's still weird.
But he's like, I'll make sure it's forgiven once we sleep together. And now I'm like, oh, okay. I really just came for the free Nando's.
It's smelly, yeah.
Like, no, that's really weird.
It's such a weird thing to ask your sister to do.
Yeah.
Do you think the brother offered up the sister, or do you think the friend?
No,
said,
the friend did.
The friend was like, whoa.
No, the friend definitely. He'd been thinking about it. That means you must be ugly, because you're already rich,
yeah,
and you can't get girls, you're ugly. Or you're just completely socially awkward.
Something's wrong.
Something's off here. For you to pay 10K for three dates, a couple dates, you must look
No,
Quasimodo.
In my head, the friend is obsessed with the girl. And now, he's been vying for her for a while.
That's even worse.
Now it's my chance.
So that's even worse. Now you're like a creep.
Yeah, you shouldn't agree to that as a brother.
That's so gross. And now the mum's... Now I'm going to have to cut my whole family off.
Yeah, no, that's what...
The fact that you even opened your mouth to ask me that...
No,
don't
the comments
talk
to
me
were
again.
Like, you should honestly no contact with your family.
No, for real. That means they'll sell you up.
Yeah.
So that, honestly, somebody that can do that, somebody's going to offer you 100K to sell me into sex slavery, and they'd be like, yeah, go on then.
Yeah, go on, just a little bit.
Like, I need them, like, just a little bit of sex slavery. Just a little tad. Yeah, no, I wouldn't trust any of you.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Very weird behavior.
It is weird. That's... She's definitely not the arsehole.
No.
But I wanted to know what you thought.
The whole family is the arsehole. Like, that's really off. I can't believe people do that.
Also, I think it's weird that she's got another sister. Like, why did she get chosen? What about the other sister?
She's probably too young.
Yeah.
Probably younger. At least there's a limit.
That's true.
But he's probably like, if you can't do it.
Yeah, well.
No, but honestly, like, that's so weird.
Wait, how weird does it get? Because then it's like, is the brother going to have to then procure another woman?
So no, he's going to have to pay.
Essentially becomes a pimp.
He's going to have to pay. You are a... Once that's signed over, you are a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never be able to wash that off you.
Yeah, it's true.
And I would hold that over your head. But actually, do you know what? I'll do it. But me and you have a 10K debt between me. And you're going to pay me 10K
Yeah,
eventually.
That's I would agree to do it.
Because really, what am I gaining?
But the brother is obviously not financially very good, because he's getting into 10K trouble with his startup.
But what do I gain from this?
Well, the family is like, it's helping the family out.
But how is it helping the family out?
Family business. It's not.
Because it's not their debt, it's the brother's debt. So why is mum getting involved?
Yeah, why
it's
she
not
just
your
cough
debt.
Up the 10K.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she going a few dates?
You got no savings. Yeah. Sell your car. I'm sure you have a car. Somebody's got a car.
Exactly.
Sell your car. Like, I don't get it.
That is, yeah.
Why am I the first point of call?
But that's the thing about family, though.
Yeah, families.
Look, there's a limit to what you can get involved in.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to be like,
you just have to bow out.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything to do with me. Sometimes you have to sort yourself out your own issues. And that is one of them, to be perfectly honest. But okay, how weird. Anyway, by the time you listen to this, Beyonce would have taken over the airwaves again.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Forgot?
I saw it. No, that was the first thing I saw this morning.
Have you seen the track list?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, for my birthday. Excited. Beyonce birthday.
Yeah. Maybe the tour tickets will be out.
Oh, that's... Ugh.
I know. You see another expense. Another expense.
Yeah. Do you know, I think... I do wish that they gave more like time for us to save a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit like, by the way, this is going to come out.
Like they used
or to. Release it on an agreed day, payday.
Yeah, exactly. First, everyone's selfish.
But then different people have different paydays.
It doesn't really matter. Stop saying
I'm going to do a tour
launch on Monday.
O2
presale is on Wednesday.
Give us and three the tickets. Weeks.
Like, give me something to put. I need to move
need
some
to
money around.
First and
like, I need to think. You know? How much can I eat this month?
Yeah.
Also, put out the fucking price. Because now I've got to the end. Here's the issue. I'm already excited. By the time I've queued, I've fought around people, I'm pumped. Now I'm at the finish line. I'm looking at someone that's a £150 ticket. Ooh. At that point, I'm like, I'm going to have to bite the bullet and do it.
No, I've already psyched myself up. Now that as I get older, I do appreciate things like paying a bit more for like good seats or good area, like priority.
For sure, but why am I paying £150 for a concert?
Do you remember? I think the first gig that I paid for with my own money was Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I paid £36 to see them.
I remember I saw Jimmy Eat World for £5.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I saw the drums for £5. Because one of the clubs where the bands used to play in Manchester, it was £5 tickets.
See, that's what, and you would go box office.
Like, your mum, you could leave the house with a tenner.
Literally,
get your ticket.
Pocket money.
Have one drink in there. Sprite.
Maybe even get some merch.
Maybe go 20 quid?
Yeah.
£12 t-shirt.
Literally.
When I went to see Beyonce for the first time for B-Day Tour, how much were those tickets? Tell me right now.
Go on.
I was second row, mind.
Please.
Second row. I paid £25.
That's disgusting.
My mum, it was so cheap. For my birthday, my mum got me and six of my friends
tickets. That's
what tickets.
I'm saying. This is the kids today aren't getting those experiences because you would be like, here's you and your friends. That's so disgusted.
Be like, oh, should we all go see Justin Timberlake? Yeah. No. She's like, how much? Oh, 60 for everyone?
Yeah. Because then everyone's getting it. Sorry, no one's paying like, what is it, £1,000 to take all the kids to
see? Because my mum was like, I bought tickets for me and all my sisters that was fucking bankrupted me to BST for SZA.
I can't even talk about how much
I paid for that. But my mum was like, oh, that's really nice of you. And I was like, yeah,
it is.
Because back in the day, four people, that would be under £100.
No, that is honestly, that even if things, everything, man, having multiple people, I can't imagine having four kids.
I was thinking that, like, I was on the flights, I was looking at rats of children in full big seats. You think, until you can walk and talk and maybe read and count, you're not leaving this country.
Oh,
I need it to make sense that I've traveled you somewhere.
Oh no, they can sit on your lap.
No, I think it's
up
some flights
two.
Some flights are different. No, I said read and write and talk. I don't want to carry you.
Yeah, my cousins. Like, do that. They don't take
all
their kids on holiday.
I'm not taking a pram on the plane.
No, they leave, and then it's like the kids get their own little holiday with the grandparents.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah,
I'm not taking a pram on the plane. Those people that are struggling with a car seat, that looks like hell. I'm not doing any of that.
No, the baby will be in my lap.
Yeah,
and then we can discuss their travel prospects.
It's just too much, and like you won't even remember it. It's like when people take their kids to Disney at 5 years old. Do you think that kid knows will remember that?
5 is old enough. I remember
I think
being five.
If I'm going to take a child to Disney, you need to be a calm 10 years old. I want you to remember every single... Do you know how expensive Disney is?
Yeah.
I need you to remember that every detail.
That's the thing. I feel like if you're going to Disney, it's like that's the main holiday of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone...
It's going to bankrupt
It's one of them ones that you talk about like a year before.
Yeah.
And everyone's like putting money, like spending
money. Yeah, you're
money
saving for like, it. Tickets are like... No. They're so fucking expensive. Even to fucking get there, you need to like... I need... Your lobes need to be half developed before you're going. I need you to remember it.
I remember
it. Can't be like, oh yeah, did we? Oh, no. I kind of remember Goofy. No, you remember your conversation.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, I'm only seven. I remember I went to Thought Park as a kid and I was too short to go on anything and it was the worst day ever.
Yeah, also like you need to experience it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I went to Disney when I was six.
Did you?
I half remember it. I just remember going to that 3D, the first 4D cinema.
Well, so Zenny was one.
Yeah, she was in the
What's
pram.
The point?
my mum.
That was not a financial good decision.
That's when Disney was cheap, though.
Yeah.
You know, Disneyland Paris, as in my mum said that we took the coach to Paris.
Aww.
Took the coach to Paris and then took the coach back.
That's cute.
She probably got it one of those, the sun.
the sun tickets. I was like, I will just
pop over. No, there was talks in my household of going on a Disney trip.
Yeah, remember, because all you
never
had to
transpired.
Do, you just could, had to collect two, three newspapers. You have, they didn't even, do Haven Holidays still exist? I don't see adverts for that anymore.
People aren't living.
Like, you know, people don't understand the the screaming I would get when my mum would be like, make sure you bring home the Sun newspaper. And then I wouldn't bring it home. She's like, we potentially missed a chance at going to the next Haven Holiday. You just had to get like a week's worth of things.
Yeah, like the cereal tops as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and then like you'd get like
every outing was like from cereal.
Yeah. Those were good
Two
as well.
Legoland.
Yeah, they were actually quite good. Like, those are some of my core memories. You would just be in some random caravan place.
Oh, no, I went to a caravan one once.
I really enjoyed them. You'd be in some random caravan place. It'd be fucking cold as shit. It was always
Did
around
the kids club?
Halloween. Yeah, and your mum would just ditch you in the kids club.
And then be like those people in like the red jacket.
Yeah, and you'd just be like, yeah, it's like an even weirdly cheaper version of Butlins.
Yeah.
If you got the good tokens, you might get one in the summer. And I think we got a couple in the summer as well.
Easter holidays.
We went to Norwich, we went to Wales.
We Blackpool?
Blackpool and...
Skegness was us.
Never did Skegness.
No, don't do it. It's exactly like it sounds.
Yeah, I can imagine. We went a few places. But yeah, they don't have that anymore. Cost of living, man. You could really do shit for cheap.
Yeah. Well, no, guys, let's bring back couponing.
Yeah.
That's what we'll end this on.
Yeah, bring back couponing, discounts. No shame in getting discounts.
No shame in the game.
Like, always look for a discount. Never buy anything before you've Googled discount codes. And that's what saves the day.
Yes. And thank you for listening.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
In our regular studio.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.